My dad would be so sad.
Morning, everyone. We will call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order, and I'll note for the committee record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes from Wednesday, April 24th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
I move the minutes, Chair Long.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are adopted. Next, we have deadline waivers. We have two today. First note that pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, the purpose of the waivers is that they are before the committee after missing deadline, and we are here to waive the deadlines for further action and to recommend a re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we will not be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. The first bill is House File 4738, Representative Hewitt, EMS, related to EMS funding, and the reason for the waiver is that House File 4378 reflects allocated spending on emergency medical services per the budget resolution, and we made a decision after deadline to preserve the option for standalone action on this bill separate from the health budget bill. There is a fiscal impact, one-time general fund appropriation of $6 million in FY25. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4738, and that House File 4738 be re-referred to Ways and Means. Discussion to the motion. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I am wondering if you could answer, or even the bill author, why the decision to make this a standalone and why it is traveling separately at this time.
Sure. Leader Damuth, I think I'm happy to speak and then happy to defer to the bill author. But the goal was to be able to preserve options heading into the end of session. We know that this is certainly an important piece that we would like to get done this year. And so we just wanted to have multiple routes to getting this done. Representative Hewitt? Okay, he agrees.
And follow-up?
Leader Damuth.
Mr. Chair, do you see additional funding potentially traveling in another way for this same type of service and funding? I know that's not before us right now, but just to have a better idea of the global concept of what's happening with this funding.
Leader Damuth, I think this reflects the existing budget resolution in terms of the allocation that's in the bill. I know that there are ongoing leadership discussions about this provision in particular, and I'm sure that Representative Hewitt would take all the money he was given. Leader Damuth, any further?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You want me to talk?
If you'd like to.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know if the leader wanted me to say anything to comment that. Thank you, Chair. And Leader Damuth, yeah, as you know, there's ongoing discussions, and definitely your own press conference told us last week that this is definitely not the targeted amount. We need to have more resources put into this. This agency is just basically our safeguards that help us so we know we're going to be writing checks. I mean, this is unfortunate. We're in a bad situation with EMS in the state. And this is the agency bill, so we can get it in the place we want it, so we actually have a place that can be fiscally responsible. Even Senator Curran reviewed this bill last week in a Senate hearing and said, because of the audits that were done in this particular situation, he feels that this is the best pathway for that, and that will allow us to basically feel more comfortable in delegating more funds and resources to this. And so that's kind of why we're step by step here. But I thank you for the question. And I also thank your side of the aisle for bringing this to the forefront. Many of your members have helped me, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I see no further discussion.
Sorry.
Representative Wright.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize. So, just so I'm clear, so this is a $6 million appropriation, but the whole is $122 million minimum, maybe probably more. So I'm just trying to understand if we're going to do a rules waiver and move this forward, how are we going to get that big gap filled? What is there a plan, or is this, can you just be a little more specific as to what this is supposed to accomplish if we do grant a rules waiver? It's a big difference between $6 million and $122 million.
So, Representative Eric, I think there's a dispute about the number of the need. I know that $122 million is what the GOP has been saying. There's certainly ongoing discussions about what the appropriate amount is, and I think those are substantive discussions that would be appropriate for Ways and Means. Representative Eric.
Mr. Chair, is this going to Ways and Means next?
Yes.
Okay, so we will have a full discussion in Ways and Means, but that just to be clear, the $122 million is not coming from Republicans, that is coming from the industry. So, you know, I sat through one of their very long meetings, and they have all of the calculations across the entire state. It's not something that we've come up with. It's not a Republican coming up with. This is the EMS folks saying, this is what we need, and particularly in greater Minnesota, or we're going to not be able to continue service. So you literally could be in greater Minnesota, call for an ambulance, and not get one, because that's how dire it is. So I'm just trying to understand, with the dire situation that there is, this is $6 million versus $122 million. I understand we're going to have a conversation Ways and Means, but this looks like a teeny tiny Band-Aid for a big amputation. I don't understand why are we doing this right now?
Well, I certainly think there's agreement on the need. Representative Hewitt spoke to that. I think there's a disagreement on the amount, and that I think is part of the conversation moving forward.
And Mr. Chair, like I said, this is just for the waiver, but Mr. Chair and Representative Rarick, the $6 million, I don't want to confuse with this is just for the agency. It is not for the agency. We got a very small fiscal note, if anyone on this agency. What this is to focus on what the task force found last summer in areas like Representative Murphy, Representative Igo, Representative Ely. Right, those areas there we found are on fire. Exactly what you were saying, that's what this $6 million is for. We know there's other needs. As far as those numbers that you're talking about, I think both sides owe it to themselves to look into those numbers a little bit more before we actually come up with a real number. Those numbers actually, when I've asked, were maybe plucked out of the air a little bit. So I think that we need to talk more about that before we get to a final number. Yes, they're in need, but we need to make sure that whatever we do is with the people's money is a good investment, and that's kind of where we're going. But I think we can have more of those discussions and Ways. But I appreciate you asking. That's really, you're hitting it right on the head, and I'm glad we're going to have these discussions. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I appreciate we will have a full discussion in Ways and Means, and I just wanted a clear picture as to why we're granting a waiver. Again, because we're talking about $6 million versus the number I heard in the meeting I was in, which was 122, big difference. So I just wanted to know, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? I'm happy to do a rules waiver for something that is meaningful and is actually going to make a difference. I just wanted to know what this was. So I appreciate that conversation. I appreciate your description of it and sort of where we're at. It's just super helpful to understand why we're doing this. We've done an awful lot of rules waivers. And the vast majority of them, I would say, probably shouldn't have been. I'll just say they should not have been needed. Okay, this is one that is a real issue, a real problem, needs to get addressed. So if that's what this is doing, I would support that personally.
Thank you, Representative Rarick. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4738, and that House File 4738 be re-referred to Ways and Means. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the motion prevails. Our second rules waiver before us is House File 5363, Representative Frazier, related to paid leave law updates. The reason for the waiver is that House File 5363 is making updates to the paid leave program, which required significant engagement with DEED, DLI, and stakeholders prior to its introduction. There is no fiscal impact. House File 5363 follows the recommendations of the actuarial analysis, and this bill will be coming back to us twice as it's moving through its process. It'll be going to Judiciary next, and then to Commerce. Oh, okay, never mind. We're waiving the deadline for further action, so we'll just be able to do it once. So the further stops would be Judiciary, Commerce, and then Ways. So I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 5363, and that House File 5363 be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary, Finance, and Civil Law. Discussion, Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to note that this is not on the agenda, and yet it's here before us on committee. And I have brought up a motion regarding the state office building dozens of times, and I'm always told we can't discuss it because it's not on the agenda. So I strongly object to doing this today because it is not on the agenda, and I feel like you are you know, that it's a very poor treatment of the minority when your bills are allowed to come on the agenda and our bills are not. Secondly, I think originally you had said that the bill would be coming back for further deadline waivers, and then staff informed you that we don't need to do that. And I'd like to understand why we can just give a blanket waiver to this bill, why we will not need to revisit it.
So Representative Robbins, if the request is for us to do it tomorrow, rules is meeting tomorrow, and we could take this back up then, if having the additional notice would be useful for your side. Is that your request? Okay. So with that, I will withdraw my motion. We will take it up tomorrow. Next, we have the calendar for the day for Monday, April 29th. And the bills being proposed for Monday, April 29th are Senate File 3204, House File 4247, House File 3567, House File 4444, House File 4300, House File 601, House File 2609, and House File 3757. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, April 29th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I would like to make a motion to remove House File 4444 from the calendar for the day. This is, as far as I understand, still an incredibly controversial and damaging bill. Unless something has changed since the last time I heard this bill, it is, you've got an awful lot of bills on the calendar. And I think that, unless there's been a lot of negotiation and a lot of change to this bill is not ready to be debated on the floor.
Representative Rarick moves to remove House File 444 from the calendar for the day. I'll note that this is the misclassification of employees bill from Representative Greenman, and that Representative Greenman has been doing significant work following up on the misclassification stakeholders working group that was led by the Department of Labor and Industry over the interim. So this is a very important bill, and I would urge members to oppose the amendment. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would request a roll call on Representative Rarick's motion to remove this bill.
Leader Damuth requests a roll call. A roll call will be granted. Seeing no further discussion, the clerk will take the roll on Representative Rarick's motion.
Chair Long?
No.
Chair Long, no. Vice Chair Hollins?
No.
Hollins, no. Leader Damuth?
Aye.
Leader Damuth, aye. Leader Representative Engen?
Aye.
Aye. Representative Howard?
No.
Howard, no. Representative Hewitt?
No.
Hewitt, no. Representative Jordan?
No.
Jordan, no. Representative Lilly?
No.
Lilly, no. Representative Moeller?
No.
No. Representative Nash is excused. Representative Olson?
No.
Olson, no. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, no.
No. Representative Rarick?
Aye.
Rarick, aye. Representative Robbins?
Aye.
Robbins, aye. Representative Torkelson?
Aye.
Torkelson, aye. Representative Wolgamott?
No.
No. Mr. Chair, there are 5 ayes and 10 nays.
There being 5 ayes and 10 nays, the motion does not prevail. Any further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing then, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is adopted. Members, we will be meeting tomorrow. Before we adjourn, I just wanted to congratulate Representative Howard on winning the Democratic side of the ping pong bracket. We'll see who he gets to face on the GOP side next, but I know the stakes are high. So congratulations. Representative Robbins.
I would just like to say, since I'm still to play my game, I think your opponent will be Representative Nelson, not me.
Good luck.
Before we adjourn.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the diesel fumes, so we have staff getting sick again because of we're occupying a building that's under active construction. Our floor, the second floor, and I believe the third floor as well, is full of diesel fumes, and some people are still sick from the last time that we got asphyxiated from this diesel. So I'm not sure, are you aware of it this time, and what are we doing to keep our staff and ourselves and the public safe from being asphyxiated from diesel smoke that keep coming in the building?
So, Representative Rarick, I was made aware of the incident this morning. My understanding is the Department of Administration acted swiftly to close the vents and to move the offending piece of equipment. So I'm hopeful that has addressed the issue for today. Representative Rares.
Mr. Chair, I'm sad to say that it has not. And my hallway is terrible, and there are staff members that are already sick. Like I said, there's a staff member that's still sick from the last time this happened, which can happen. And so this has become a very dangerous situation, us trying to occupy a building while it's under active construction right outside of our windows. It's been terrible. And for whatever reason, this company continues to put diesel engines right in front of our intake air intakes. So obviously something isn't working. And you had assured us that we would address this. It's not being addressed, and people are sick again. And some people haven't recovered from the last time that we got asphyxiated. So I'm begging you, please do something, because our staff, they're really getting sick.
I share your frustration, Representative Rarick. This is not acceptable working conditions, and so we'll be following up with the Department of Administration today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Members, that's our business, and we are adjourned.